The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Mem Hei, first Siman in Chelik Dalet, the Halacha of the four different domains of Shabbos, and of Kuv Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. The middle of Siman Zayin, Mechabo is saying that what's Rishus Rab? So he gave certain qualities, 16 amas wide, it cannot be roofed, there's no walls. Now, the Mechabo continues like this. He says, V'yeshem, some say, if you don't have 600,000 people passing through it every single day, it's not a public domain. It says Mishaburus have come from Gilma Yeshem, some say, then it's not Rosh Hashanah. Srilu, they hold like this. Gam Lazer, also regarding this point, being a Dumi the Dig, like Midbar, has to be similar to the encampment in the desert, Shishim Reba, which was 600,000. Even though there was also an addition, the intermingling of the other nations that converted the women and the children. We don't consider only what's written explicitly in the Pasuk, which was 600,000 men between the age of 20 and 60. Now, in Halacha, regarding the Halacha, Medas Machaber from the opinion of Machaber of the author, that the cause of the Yezurek Meshem Yashem, he writes his opinion only in the name of our Lord, we say. Mashma sounds like the Halacha was really came, the Halacha does not hold like that. And that you don't have this leniency, that this is a requirement to make Rosh Hashanah. Tushar Tzin Eschabbe says, even the Magen Avraham writes to prove from the opinion of the Chab himself and Simich and Gimel Sefer Yudches that according to us that we don't have Rosh Hashanah. There's no proof from this, which quotes only the Lashon of Bala Trumas. Also, what the Taz writes to prove from the Yisrael himself and the name of the Rashba, they already rejected with two hands in the Yab, my Mot, and the Shalom. Says, like I brought the Bi'alach, the Maskal She'en. However, says the Mishnah of Mekamakim, we don't have the power to protest in regard in those who are support themselves in this opinion. The days do come because this opinion also is not just a singular opinion. That's how many achrayim are inclined. But any person that's a soul type of person should be stringent for himself and consider Shusram even without that amount. Like we referenced over here and over there. Sivkat and Chav Dal, that you don't have 600,000 passing by b'chol yoy every single day. Now he says chepasti b'chol rishayim or im the mishit zuz. He says I look through all the rishayim that hold this opinion. Doesn't mention in the words this condition that every single day 600,000 people on this road. Just in the vicinity, in the area, should be 600,000 people. Which says the Shaar Tzion Chafei says only Rashi and Eben of Daf Notes did they find that he wrote that Ir Shal Yachid, a city of an individual, but Tamish Shishiribri Shal Bnei Adam, that it didn't enter in it constantly 600,000 people, and B'lech Hashuv Shus Ram, and it's not considered the Shus Ram. And also over there, his intent is not that there should be 600,000 people. Cutting through every single day, and the proof is in Davov, where that's the source of the Halacha, which is Ram. Rashi doesn't mention this stipulation at all. It's just that he's coming to explain the words of the Mishnah that said that Yerushal Yachav Nasu Rab, a city of individual became a public city. That is, that was never ever in that city 600,000. Just afterwards that it got settled that city by many people until it gathered in the city 600,000. There's no proof you need to have 600,000 people passing by every single day. Through the open alleyway. Tzitzis Mishbu says, "Vayim Mashkasavn again in the same Bibi Alocha, Hashem Rabban and Behiritva." So let's see the Bibi Alocha. The Alocha and the Bibaskal Yesh Aimrim. So first he says, "Vatama De Rishayna." The reason of the first opinion is that we don't learn out from the encampment in the Midbar only regarding Rosh Hashanah itself, that it shouldn't be roofed, and there should be 16 amas, and that it should be open all the way, but not for the number of people that were present over there, how many people have to walk through. So that's the more stringent opinion. But there is the more lenient opinion, the Ramaskal Chain Shishim Riba Bahulu, if there's not 600,000 people walking through that road, then that's not a Rosh Hashanah. Says, look at the Shabru and Subkhan Gimel, what we wrote, if an opinion of Mechaber, it sounds like that he does not hold like this, and rather he's more stringent. From the fact that he calls his opinion only in the name of a yesh, and of those who say. Now, Magen Avraham writes, From Sifat Shin Gimel and Sifat Ches, there it sounds like in the Mechaber that he holds like this la'alacha, this lenient interpretation. It says, but it's very rejected from many, many achrayim. That he brings over there only the opinion of those who are malam etzchus. But to the contrary, there's a proof in many places in Shulchan Aruch that his opinion is to paskin that there is Rishus Rabban HaTorah even by less than 600,000. And that is in Sifat Rishon Beis, the Mechaber Soisim, that says that the tailor should not go out with his needle right before Shabbos when it's getting dark. Ram writes that for us, that we don't have Rishus Ram, it's permitted. So you see clearly the Mechaber as being Soisim, that it is a problem because he holds that we do have Rishus Ram in Mizman HaZeh. So just a machine, hey, the Mechaber writes that all the cases that have forbidden with the animal to go out to the Rishut Ram, Mogad Ram writes, the Carmelist is permitted. Because whatever regarding your friend, your potter, but also, the behemoth is permitted. Look over there. So again, from the Mechaber, it's obvious that the fact that he doesn't say that it's permitted because we have it's our Rishut Ram, the Carmelist, he holds that. It is forbidden. So to Simchin Tzadik Beis, regarding Ir Shal Yachid, that Benasa Sharab became a public city. Rashi explained Shal Yachid, meaning that there was not 600,000, and at the end, we had to add on dwellers. And the Rambam explains, Ir Shal Yachid means that there was a kinyan of a Yachid, acquisition of an individual. That Pasha, that the Rambam goes to Shetase in our context, that it doesn't hold at all of the Tanai of Shishan Ribay. That's how the Bible going right over there in the beer. Now, the Shulchan Aruch quotes over there only the Pirush Rambam. It's obvious that he's doing the Shetase over here, that he quotes Rashi only as a Yeshim. That means to say Halacha does not hold like him like this. Because if he held like him Halacha, like the Magid Abraham writes, he should have quoted over there Pirush Rashi. And so, too, that's how the Oil of Shabbos writes in the name of the Knesset Island, so the El Yerabim to the Shabbos. In fact, Mechaber writes, the first opinion, Stam, sounds like that's his opinion. It says, now we have to come to understand regarding what the Magid Abraham has right, that most places can hold like the Yeshim. It says, in truth, according to what, Beis quotes very short, the primary opinions, they thought, from Beis Yisrael, that, oh, only those are the ones who disagree on this. And like, oh, if you count it up, you see the Matirim are more than the Isu. Now, the Kavanah of the Beis Yisrael actually was that since we find many of the Gedolei Rishayim who are Machmer, so therefore, for sure, at least it's appropriate to be stringent. But he says, but if you look into this in the place, can we find many more Nigdel Rishayim that are Machmer regarding this? He says, but first I'm going to count the opinion of those who are lenient regarding this.
So the first of them is, they bring in the name of the Bahag, says, which actually not in the Bahag in front of us, and Rashi and Erev, and the Avav, and the Test, and the Smag, and the Smak, and the Sefer Truma, and the Rinam Eir, and the Rekech, and this is the Tais Berek Ma'isha, which, according to the read, it sounds like over there that it's not so clear for him this halacha, the Rosh and the first pagan Ervin, the Arizuru, Turbin Yeruch. It says, however, opposite them, there's many who hold that Rishos Ram is Menatara, when there's many that go through this place, if it's open on both sides, and you don't need to have Shishan Rebbe. The Rambam, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Shvod, the Rabbi Magad, the Ran, the Perek Ramei Yishad, Agoyz, Mardachai, Mesech HaChavaz, the Rashbam, the Rabbi Les Mimitz, and the Sefi Reim, the Rivash, the Meiri, they all hold that you don't have to have Shishan Rebbe. So look at the Shvod that he writes, that most of the Goyim hold like that. And for sure, that's how it's logical, because if there was a Rishus Ram Davka from Shishan Rebbe, then the Gemara would not have refrained from letting us know this. Also, the Gemara asks, "Why doesn't the Gemara answer that's coming to include when there's no Shishim Ribri?" Also, it's known that Chazal will glazer regarding Tekiyah Shefer and Shabbos, just regarding Kriyas Mekil and Mavatla, Mitzah Siddur Reis of Aklai, so that they don't come to Chil Shabbos, that they're going to come to bring the Chacham to teach him. Now, if you're going to say this, Dafka, when there's 600,000 in that city, that's when it's totally uncommon. Just like one in a million cities in the world. So then, for sure, one should be stringent, like the first svara, where the mashal and the mas b'yamin write. This is how the Taz brings arrived from the words of Ramon, Simon Shem Abob, that he writes over there that all our Rishoyas are Carmelists. Ismail writes it's not a proof at all. There is Tomat regarding being stringent. Also, what he's not sure within the words of Rashba itself, many Achim already were doiching his words. That Beis Yosef writes this question, that's the first question. Heine Kusher Shana Shemisyog Lahitzi, And also it shows in many places in his Tshuvas, and the Ritva testified in the Rivash in his name that he holds that you don't need to have Shishim Rebbe. Look in the Sibbe Goyin Yaakov that he writes in the name of the Velagoyin, also write to the Shishim Achmir. For all this, it's obvious that one should be stringent like the first opinion. But however, in a situation where there's also another element to be lenient, then you can rely on the last Svar, the Tzadayal Rabbi writes, look over there. However, we have no power to protest regarding those who are lenient because they're relying on Paiskim that stand on the Shitz Bahag and the Rash that we mentioned, but every Rish HaMayim for sure should be stringent for himself that in our times, that there's also Rish HaSram and Atayra and Memela, one should not rely on the air of, let's say, Torah Sapesach, that you need Dafka doors, as explained all in later on Simshin Zamachtal, look within Meshabrua, and in the Birhalacha. And that's the Chai Odom writes a Klamim Test. If you give them the Bismayah, Simshin Zamachtal, look over there. So you should also know that. Even Shiz Rashi that we mentioned that holds that you need Shishim Rebbe, he says, if look into this very much, Ladina, because there are from the Pesim that hold this thing in its simple way, and there are from the Rishayim that explain his words in a different way. He says, I'm going to quote literally their words. Lashon Ritva and Erev Nef Notes says, Rashi does not require that it should be settled in the city 600,000, just that it should enter 600,000. As if that the cities and the towns that are open to it from many places and the merchants are accustomed to come there. So you should know, because even Yerushalayim didn't have 600,000 at all times, and even so, it has Allah Rosh Hashanah, if the doors wouldn't be closed at nighttime. And now from now, whatever in the beginning was settled with cities and markets and that people peddle over there and visit, that shall rabim. Similarly, it writes in the Riyaz, Shalik Barim brings it, and his words are, mavois of these cities that are open out of the city, on this side and on this side, 16 amas wide, and it's a path of 600,000. The way the cities of where all the people of the world come over there, that these mevayis are full fledged rishos ram. Again, same idea. Ramban and Chiddushim and Erevin asked also on the Bahagin Rashi that hold the shita, and his words are from the fact that we say midbar bezman shayi sol shemah rishos ram and bezman says the karmelas. Obviously, the city in this structure, oh, it's these highways, even though there's no 600,000, the rishos ram, because since they're big paths and people pass by in them. The reason the midbar is because there's no derech kibusha and it's not focused to go to any place, and similar to like an open valley, open fields, which Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, Rashi himself writes over there that there's no place for the public to go, and holchim midbaros are not common. And from that, you see that other roads that are common, even though it's not 600,000, it is Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the pin the Rishayim is to say that this traya, which is a this road out of the cities, and you go from it to interstate highway from city to city, from country to country until the end of the world, we're not medactic that it should go on that 600,000, because that's for everyone in the world. But inside a city, that it does not have a Nimesh Hashem without 600,000, that should be like the Digle Midbar. And it concludes with it that according to his opinion, that's also not so clear at the end of it. Says only have what's mentioned in the Gemara, 16 Amos, and open from the two Eds, doesn't say anything about 600,000. The Ran, in the name of the Ra'ah, says that maybe you could say that in that time, even the other midbars that were there had a path to there, to that midbar in Rosh Hashanah. So even the Rashi and Bahag explained that it's not Rosh Hashanah, only 600,000. Not that you have to have 600,000, it's just that you have to have, will be your way to the 600,000. In other words, that you should be accustomed to go over there, many people like 600,000. And here, there were these caravans that were common of the 600,000, even though they're not all here on this one road. So you should know that his words makes sense according to the Shita, why the Gemara says regarding the Mekoy Sheshetzim that he transported Dalam Shosh Rabin. For sure, he didn't do his malocha out in the open in front of everyone, but at a distance from the Machna. Like it says, Vimto, they found. For sure, there was no 600,000 Jews over there, which says, according to what the Ra'ah writes, but now that would make sense. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu 21. If you have an Rishus Rabim 600,000, by combining the men that travel over there in a car, in the way that the automobile has a lach like Rishus Yachin, there are many opinions in Achrenim, if these people combine to the number of 600,000 or not. And Shubhat Yishuas Malki writes regarding trains that does not have a lach like Rishus Rabim, even if they pass over it every day more than 600,000, because the travelers are in a boxcar, which is a Rishus HaYachid. If that's the case, same thing as a car. If the interior is a Rishus HaYachid, however, most individual cars are not considered Rosh Hashanah in their interior. Now then, from the words of Prima Gondim, it sounds like that they combine for 600,000, even though that they're sitting in Rosh Hashanah. That's what Aruch Shulchan writes, that the railroad tracks has a lacha like Rosh Hashanah if they pass over there every day 600,000. There's number 22. You don't need that has to pass this 600,000 men. The reason that is, the right to Tribus of Ephraim, is because we learn from the Digli Midbar only the number that's necessary, so that should be considered Rosh Hashanah, which is the number that's written in the Pasuk, but then it could be any type of person. Just number 23, even though the Ramban, Masech Shabbos, the Zayin Menaf, writes in the name of Sefer Truma, and also the Ran over there, and his brother Mesesiv, which Mishabur is saying it's not mentioned this condition in their words, that has to be B'chol Yoyim. What you can answer is that Mishabur was medactic to say they didn't find this in the words of Rishon that are in the Shita, because the Sefer Truma that we have doesn't mention that they have to pass over their 600,000 every single day. His words are Mokim Shasholtim by Shishim Riboy. However, we do have to point out that it is found like this in many Rishonim. First of all, the Bahag, which is the first source of the Shita, that you need to have 600,000. His words are explicit that you need Shishim Riboy b'chol yoyim. And his words are Shasram Duchtu Doshim ba Shishmi Alfagavi b'chol yoyim Kedigli Midbar. Mishbur didn't find like this in the words of Bahag that he writes in Be'alach. But Tayson Avon Avon and Ambanu, but in Daphne Tez, they bring like this in the name of the Be'alach is Gedalus, and that's found in the Bahag first Berlin, Amid 131, which was in front of Hildesheimer. And that's brought that you need to have 600,000 every single day in the Sefer Itam, and the Goyim, and Rabbi the Peretz, and Avon, Rabbi Yeruchim, and Rabbi Tanurim, and the Shabbos. But look over there, look what we wrote in the coming comment, that it sounds like that you don't need to have in every street that should pass 600,000. There's number 24. So look in the words of the Shaar Tzion, that it says in that city to have 600,000, that also according to the Shittas that hold, you need to have 600,000. However, you don't need to have in one street. If you have in that town 600,000, it's like all the streets are functioning and serving the 600,000. That's the Ritva writes that's brought in the Be'alocha. That's Pasha, that if you have in the city 600,000, that's considered Rishus Rabban and these Mechadosh over there, that even if you don't have in the city Shishim Riboy, but they come into it Shishim Riboy from other places, that's considered Rishus Rabban. That's written Shubba Zachiez, Chacham Shlema, Tzeres Yisrael, and Zachdoma to Shabbos. That also when you don't have in the square that you have itself Shishim Riboy, it's considered Rishus Rabban. If you have in the city Shishim Riboy, according to this, what the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shishim Riboy Oivrim Boy, doesn't mean for a specific street, it just means for the Rishus Rabban that's in the town. Look at the Sefer Bina Simcha, that he discusses if in such a situation that it comes to a Shishim Riboy from outside, consider all the streets of Rishus Rabban, or only the streets that serve also those who come outside, not the side streets. Chachma Salev, it means from the Chachma Ismanenu to be lenient in the streets that don't serve those who come from out of town in that situation. Dish number 25, the Be'aloch had referenced the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'aloch in Shin Samachdal. There he writes that according to the most Paiskim, Asur Rabban Mevat Mechitzasa, the majority come and they nullify the walls. In other words, that if you make in Rosh Hashanah a Tursa Pesach, the Ram, the Passover, the Mevat Mechitza, it's like there's no Mechitza. Now, the foundation of the words is the mission of Eben Avchon Bezim and Alf. Mechalik's Chachom Rebbe Yehuda is the Passover Mesakim Rosh Hashanah through Diyumdin. These are these Mechitzas that are with Anama. It's like an L-shaped bracket and all sides of the corner, as the Dershow has a picture. You see like a well, and you have these Diyumdin. It's not a factor because since people walk through, it's like there's no walls over here. Chacham is that no, you don't have the hilach rabbi in bat mechitzah because the ma'aseh you have a shem dal mechitzah. Mishabur brings up in the tzibkan aches that according to most places, malach is like a b'huda, that the walking of the public like makes like there's no walls, and if it's not effective, it's rabbi tzuris apesach. And even though there's opinions that according to rabbi that holds that you don't have the hilach rabbi in bat mechitzah, tzuris apesach is considered midrash to the shem dal mechitzah. However, he passes like Shin Shabbi Huda that Hilich Rabban is Mavat Machitza, and therefore you need to have doors that close at night. Now, so therefore the Be'alacha writes over the other, since you have Yerei Shemayim to be stringent, even a place where there's no Shishim Riba is considered Shuz Rabban. If that's the case, it doesn't help a Shuz Abezel with Shuz Rabban, just doors. Be'alacha is Mitzayim to the words of Beis Meir, and the words of Beis Meir over there, you see that according to what we hold Alacha, that the Rabban are Mavat Machitza, so it doesn't help also Oibin Meruba, that you have majority of it closed from the four sides if the people are walking through. So there, but the Be'alach HaSeisim over here, that doesn't help Tzuris HaPesach to have a doorway of an opening in all Rosh Hashanah. However, the Pinchas Nish, the Alocha, the Rambam not mavat mechitza like the pin of the Chacham. And he writes that's the pin of most places. It's just the Gemara, but there you see that Chacham did not say this only in a place where you have a shame, a name of Dal mechitza. In other words, that the mechitza is in all sides and the corners. And according to this, he writes that if there is no shame mechitza, it's just a truth of Pesach. So then you're right, then there is the power of the public walking through to nullify the walls. Because since he holds that the Tzurz HaBesach is not considered as a Shem Dal Mechitzas and Pahol Shittas, that's not effective by Shul's job. But if you have three Mechitzas of Oymer Ruba, the Chaznesh holds that the Hilach Rambam is not Mavat Mechitzas because the three Mechitzas of Oymer Ruba is better than the Shem Dal Mechitzas. According to most places that hold that through three Mechitzas, the place becomes surrounded as Rosh Hashanah Yochab Natayra, look at Mishabur later in Subkot Men. Hey, what he writes regarding this, Be'al Lachat Shin Sabach Kimel Sabal, Zim Asalas, and Mishabur Sim Turfesh Lama Subkot Laman Beis. Chaznesh writes that according to this, the streets that are made in, which is really most metropolitan cities, in the way that, as the picture shows, you have streets, avenues and streets lined up, that and you have how they're interlocking, even if they're 16 amas wide and 600,000 walk through them, it's not Rosh Hashanah, because the second street, which is Rosh Hashanah Gamim and Atayra, but since there's three mechitzas of Im Merubah, because you have the houses, you have the blocks, even though the Rabbim are walking through it, going through the Pirtzis, you have street number 1 and 3, we hold that the Rabbim not Mavat la Mechitza, and since street number 2 is Rosh Hashanah, if that's the case, then also street 1 and 3 become Rosh Hashanah Yachad because they have three mechitzas. Since on the side that when they're open to the second street, they're like closed off for the mechitza because the second street is Rosh Hashanah Yachad, which closed them off. He adds also, and he says that what comes out from this is that in today's times, really all the marketplaces and all the streets in the big cities are Rosh Hashanah Yachad Gemin Atayra, because they're all going to be surrounded from three sides, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and all the streets that open up to Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and so on and so forth, they're open to them become Rosh Hashanah Yachad. But that's the case, so it should be permitted with Tzurza Pesach. Mishabur and Simit Shinam Hei is lengthy to say it's difficult to be lenient because there's no Shishim Ribri. So according to what we're saying, the Heter is very clear for our cities. And this Mishabur does not hold that this Heter is because the Pasuk like a Behuda, that the Hilat Ram is about Mechitza, and therefore even if there's three Mechitzas of Emeruba, of more closed off, we say Asar Ram about Mechitza, the people walking through it's like as if there's no walls, like we said. However, we find also from the great Achrayim that hold like a Dabar Pashad, they hold like Rabbanan, that the Rabbim are not Mavat Mechitza when there is a Shem Dal Mechitza. Shavuz Chasam Sefer writes, Hakam like Rabbanan, Shachon like Rav writes, Rabbanan the Kamen Kamaseh, Shar Tzion writes, Banan Kamen like Rabbanan. Look at the Mishnah's Yaakov that's brought in by Allah later on, Simishin Samachdal, that he writes, that also according to the sheet is that you don't have Hilach Rabbim Vatal Oymim Ruba. However, if there's a Pirtz, if there's a breach of 10 Amas, Vinat Torah, the Oymim Ruba is not effective. And you need to have the Hat of Tzurz HaPesach. He just writes that even so, the Rabbim not Mavatal Tzurz HaPesach, because in Tzurz HaPesach brings back the Koyach of Oymim Ruba. However, it's possible that there are situations that the Tzurz HaPesach is not going to bring back the Dinay Meruba, and then Rabbim would be Vatal Koy Mechitz. Look over there. Now, the Maisa, regarding making Erevin in the big cities that have Shishim Ribri in our times, look at Shavuz Exmashah, it's lengthy to prove that you cannot make with them an Erev. Elsewhere, he rejects in a great length the words of those who say that it's possible to believe them to make an Erev, and it comes out not to make an Erev even in part of the city.